In the streets of Baghdad today, about 100 Iraqi men and women protested, calling for information from the government. It was dramatic because in Iraq, it is unheard of for anyone to stage a demonstration that is not government organized. The crowd sought news about relatives who had not been released from prison despite a general amnesty that was announced by President Saddam Hussein on Sunday. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report from the Iraqi capital.
The demonstrators marched to the center of Baghdad. Their destination was the Ministry of Information, where foreign journalists are required to work. They said they turned to foreign journalists in their search for news of family members. They asked the reporters to pass on their concerns to the Iraqi government. This woman said her son was picked up by security forces in 1991, and she's had no news since then. Most of the women were swathed in black robes, a sign they're Shiites. Though the majority in Iraq, they've suffered repeated reprisals at the hands of Saddam's ruling Sunni sect, especially after Shiites in the south rose up against Saddam Hussein following the Gulf War. This woman was seeking two sons, one of whom disappeared in the 1991 crackdown. Another said her husband, an officer, had not been heard from in 10 years. The stories were repeated again and again, with relatives saying they had been given no explanation for the detentions of their children, sons, and brothers, and had no information on their whereabouts. Their appeals to the foreign reporters for help were interspersed with pro forma praise for Saddam Hussein. Iraqi officials, used to all demonstrations being officially sanctioned, were clearly stunned at the appearance of the crowd, even with its veneer of support for Saddam Hussein. They infiltrated the group with young men who tried to turn the demonstration into a full-fledged pro-Saddam fest. But their chanting did not stop the women from daring to get their messages across. Finally, plainclothes security men carrying weapons appeared and shoved the crowd away. It's not clear if any of the demonstrators were arrested. Saddam's amnesty was supposed to include all prisoners except those accused of Zionism or spying for the U.S. It appeared to be an attempt to raise his popularity at this tense time. Under the draconian laws here, people have been imprisoned for long terms for things like stealing a loaf of bread. But Arab speakers who watched as prisoners fled Baghdad prison on Sunday report they shouted defiantly they would fight Saddam Hussein. Iraq's appeals for exiled government opponents to return home in dignity and peace have also been widely rejected. Iraqi opponents of Saddam Hussein say they do not believe the offer is genuine, noting Iraq in the past has executed opponents who accepted offers of amnesty. All this has tainted Saddam Hussein's gesture. Some Western news organizations refused to film today's demonstration, fearing they could jeopardize their visas for Iraq by documenting as so-called unauthorized demonstration. Al Jazeera, the Qatar-based satellite TV network, which broadcasts across the Arab world, did cover the protest, but its videotape was subsequently confiscated by Iraqi authorities. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.